This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal appeals court will stop Montana from enforcing a 2023 law that restricts drag performances and drag story hours. The court says the state law passed by a Republican-majority Montana legislature likely violates the First Amendment. In March, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld a preliminary injunction that blocks Montana House Bill 359, while a lawsuit challenging it continues. The law would restrict drag story hours in publicly funded schools and libraries and limit certain so-called sexually oriented performances and would bar minors from attending some events. A coalition of performers, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and community groups sued to stop the law, arguing that it infringes on their free speech rights. A federal district judge issued a preliminary injunction in 2023, which stopped the law from going into effect, but Republican state officials appealed. In its ruling, the Ninth Circuit Court said the plaintiffs have standing because they faced a credible threat of enforcement and had already canceled or modified events. Judge Jennifer Soong wrote in the decision that drag story hours are protected expressive activity. Because the law targets speech based on its content, the court said it must meet the Constitution's strict scrutiny standard. The court found that the state's interest in protecting minors did not justify the law's broad restrictions. The ruling leaves the injunction in place as the case proceeds in federal district court. Kev Ham, president of Montana Pride, said, "Today's ruling is a victory. HB 359 sought to restrict our First Amendment rights by dictating where, when, and how we were allowed to express ourselves. That applied to drag queens, but it also applied to the elementary school teacher dressing up as George Washington and to the marathon racer sporting a tutu on race day. This legislation was a ridiculous attempt to censor all Montanans." Canadian visits to the U.S. have fallen for the 13th consecutive month, adding to a U.S. tourism decline. 13 months into a travel boycott of the U.S., the number of Canadian visitors slid by double digits again in February, marking what is already the most successful tourism boycott of the U.S. in memory. The number of Canadians taking road trips into the U.S., the most common way of visiting, dropped by 15% last month compared to February 2025 and down 32% compared to the prior year, according to data released from Statistics Canada. There was also an 18% year-over-year decline in air travel from Canada in February. Canadian visits to other international destinations were up 7% year-over-year, indicating that Canadians are indeed traveling, but not to the U.S. Nearly a quarter of Canadian travelers have canceled a previously planned trip to the U.S. In the years up to 2025, the year of Trump's re-election, Canadian tourists were the biggest single source of international visitors to the U.S., comprising roughly one quarter of all foreign travelers who came to the country, according to the U.S. Commerce Department's National Travel and Tourism Office. Even a 10% reduction in Canadian inbound travel could translate to $2.1 billion in lost spending and 140,000 lost jobs in the hospitality sector. The actual decline was not that 10%, but 22%, based on the $20.5 billion that Canadian tourists spent in the U.S. in 2024. Last year's decline indicates an economic hit of $4.5 billion. The drop has bled into 2026, with double-digit declines in both January and February on top of last year's slide. For border states like Montana, especially those like ours with a tourism-based economy and two national parks, the loss of Canadian visitors has impacted small towns, small businesses, the hospitality industry, and more across Montana, as well as the nation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.